Hi, Onyx fam. Welcome to the Onyx Life, where change comes with challenge. My name is Murthel.
And I'm Rita. Every episode, we take you on a journey, moving you from the struggle life to the Onyx life, creating happy homes and financial empires. Today, we're going to be continuing a topic from yesterday called How to Make Money. So this is How to Make Money Online, Part 2.
So, last time that we spoke, we just did not have enough time. I think we bit off a lot more than we could chew. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of information here, and we really want to prepare you for the journey that you want to take. And part of that is just letting you know what is out there so that you can select the making money opportunity that fits your personality, your skill set, and your interests best. So, if this is the first podcast that you're hearing and you haven't heard part one, you want to go back and listen to part one so that you can learn about the other products. Like, for instance, we started off by talking about selling products, and we got into how to use Amazon and eBay and what does it mean to private label or dropship. We also talked about writing books on Amazon and using the different forums to be able to write and publish, where you can go to get illustrations and editing. And then we talked about podcasting and how you make money on podcasting and the benefits of podcasting. And then we ended off with affiliate marketing. So today, what we want to get into is something that we have had probably our most success so far, and that is in personal branding, social media, entertainment, and we're even going to touch on some music. And that's what we're doing now as a family. We are kind of like have our hands in all of these cookie jars, and so we just want to share a little bit more about what we're doing right now.
I actually would say we have our hands in pretty much everything we've talked about.
That's true.
You know, is we sell products, we write books, we do a podcast, like everything. So today, like you said, we want to talk about some of the things we specialize in, because you can be jack of all trades, master of none. I'm sure you've all heard that phrase. And on the online world, that could mean a big gap in whether you're making just, you know, a little bit of change on the side, or whether you're actually able to live off of what you do.
So I think we should start off with entertainment, because that's kind of where we're at right now as far as the predominant way in which we make money right now today.
And one of the reasons why we find that we have had a lot of success in this area is because of our particular gifting. When we decided to get into YouTube, we did not know whether or not this was going to be something that was going to be successful. But when our kids came together and there was a magic that happened with them, when we came together as a family and we started making entertaining videos, skits and fun games and challenges and things like that, it all gelled. But then on top of that, we have our children who specialize in different areas. We have, like we had mentioned before in a previous podcast, one of our daughters excels in editing. Another daughter excels in writing skits. Another daughter excels in all the technical stuff. And then when they come together, including our son, he has, he has his button on what is actually popular. So it all comes together really well. And for all of us as a family, we've just found that this is where we actually have mastered for us. So a lot of people come to us and say, but how do you do it? How do you get on YouTube? You know, is it just make a video and put it on? In some ways, yes. And in some ways, no. In some ways, yes, you can just put a video on, you know, from your phone, you know, just say, hey, guys, I'm in the park.
And that's actually how we got started. We actually started using our iPhone.
But what we did was, what you can do is, yes, you can use your phone. You can put a video, make a video, and then you just upload it to YouTube. But there is, of course, like I mentioned in our other podcast, there's always has to be a strategy. I don't want anybody to feel overwhelmed or put off by that term, you know, strategy or marketing strategy. And it's because it actually is quite easy once you really know what you're doing and actually what you excel at. For YouTube, you have a variety of genres that you can get into. And one thing I always encourage people to do is look at what comes natural to you. Are you someone that loves makeup? Well, maybe you want to be a makeup guru. Are you someone that loves to entertain by making funny skits? Then maybe you want to make comedy skits. Are you someone that wants to get on there and give people advice on how to make money? Do that. Or are you someone that likes to play games and then people want to watch you play games? Maybe you want to cook. There's a variety of things that you can do on YouTube. And one of the things that always comes across on video is this person genuine? Is this person passionate? Because people want to see people who know what they're doing. For example, I cannot go on there and start making a baking channel. It will just be wrong. And so that would not be something that I would do. So when people say, what's the first step of getting on there? I always say, now look at what you want to do. So now you've taped your video and you've said, okay, now what do I do? Well, you can put it on YouTube. You can upload it on YouTube, but you can also actually upload it onto Facebook. And people are even actually using Amazon. Oh no, Amazon is just, they are just like, they're into everything. They actually have a part of their company called Amazon Video Direct. It's pretty new still. And you can actually submit videos to that program so that they can now offer it to their customer base. Some of the differences though now, let's get into some of the differences between YouTube, Amazon, and Facebook. One of the differences is that with YouTube, there aren't as many barriers. Now, if someone had said to me, Rita, what can I do? You know, maybe 3 years ago, they said, Rita, what can I do? I would have told them, guys, it's the wild, wild west. Basically, do what you want. That's legal, of course. And they would have been okay. Nowadays, YouTube has made several rule changes, and it's actually, I don't want to say difficult, but it's definitely not as easy to get on there and just put whatever you want and actually get monetized. How people make money on YouTube is mostly through ad revenue. So let's say you make a video, you get it on YouTube, you upload it. You have to now wait a certain period before you can actually be eligible to monetize your channel, which would mean that you can now monetize your videos. Monetize meaning making money, which is done through placing ads through YouTube. So, for example, right now at this current taping, you have to have at least 1,000 subscribers and you have to have at least 4,000 hours of watch time. That might seem like a lot to a lot of people. When you're popular, though, that actually is not very hard to get to. But if you're just starting out in this whole scene, you are probably going to look at that and say, oh no, that will probably take me years. No, not for everybody. Most people who are really on something trending or very entertaining, or they just have that spark, can do it within, I've seen people do it in a matter of days. So it's really not an overwhelming thing to do.
Right. And for us, when you do it right and you do put in the research, you can really ramp your channel up or whatever the forum is fairly quickly. Rita was focusing on keyword optimizations, trends, checking out channels that are doing quite well and kind of like figuring out what their metadata looks like, what are the topics that they're focusing on. And when you do the proper research, and you know, we'll share more details of these kind of things in another podcast so that you get a sense of step by step how to do this, you can ramp up really quickly. When we did that, we were able to I remember the first time that this amount of money dropped into our account, one time in our first paycheck, and it was $26,000. We had never just had $26,000 just dropping in our account for 1 month's work. It was completely incredible. At the time, we were making just around $10,000, and we were just like, and we were really killing ourselves doing it. Well, Rita was killing herself. She was going out and doing some contract work with the medical company, as we had shared before. And so this is part of the reason why we were just like, wait a second, why are we going to continue doing the medical company when we can get these kind of results? And then after that, the next paycheck was $125,000, six figures. that was in 2 months. And it just, it blossomed from there, and we have never turned back from that.
Yes, as Mirthal shared, it's been quite lucrative. Now, one of the other ways that people get paid on YouTube is through branding. What they do through branding is, or sorry, not branding, brand sponsorships. What they do is, like what we talked about before with podcasts, a company will approach you and they will say, can you advertise my product by either giving a shout out where you just talk about it and maybe show a picture of a logo, or in a whole video about my product, and we will pay you this amount of money. And a lot of YouTubers get quite a bit of money doing that, actually. Sometimes that surpasses their ad revenue as well, because they get so popular, they're able to get hundreds of thousands of dollars per month just doing brand sponsorships. Now, I think it all depends on the genre that you're in. If you are more with a kid genre, you don't get as much money, because advertisers in general do not really pay that much for kid genres because they don't feel that it converts well to actual purchases.
It's an incredible opportunity to make a lot of money in a very brief amount of time. And we know some personalities across many forums, you know, whether it was Vine, which is no longer in function, but Vine, just to give you an idea of how much money that you can make. Most of us calculate how much money you make in an hour. But a Vine, if you remember Vine was like 7 seconds.
I think it was 6 seconds.
Or it was like 6 seconds. And in 6 seconds, there was one personality that we know that made hundreds of thousands of dollars just for the 6 seconds.
Just right, because they wore a company shirt.
Wore a company shirt. Wow, 6 seconds. You made six figures in 6 seconds. That is absolutely incredible. Mm-hmm. We have been able to get some brand deals where we would only need 5 minutes. And in 5 minutes, we make an incredible amount of money. And so what we're talking about here is some really great opportunities to make a lot of money if you research it and you do it well.
Right. So YouTube, you make money through ad revenue. You make money through brand sponsorships. They are playing, not playing, but they are testing right now something called sponsorships, but this isn't through brands. This is actually like a subscription service for some gamers, where if you want to see certain exclusive content, then you do you pay a certain fee per month, and that there's a revenue split between YouTube and the creator off of those subscription fees. So there's quite a few ways you can make money on YouTube. But as I said before, it is not as easy to get into right now because of the multiplicity of changes that they have made, but it's not impossible. And another place, like I said, you can put your video on is Amazon Video Direct. That one is more difficult for a lot of people because Amazon requires every video to have captions, which is excellent because, you know, it reaches anybody. And as not only is it good for people who are clearly hearing impaired, but sometimes when you're on the train or when you're in a doctor's office or whatever, you may not have an earpiece. Maybe you still want to watch a video. You can put it on mute and still be able to follow along with the captions. So Amazon makes that a requirement for all their videos. So some people find that to be a barrier that they don't really want to get over. Once it gets on Amazon, though, you do have it out there for basically their audience. You don't get as much play, though, as you do on YouTube. And that is because Amazon is really not about building your brand. Amazon is still about Amazon. Mm-hmm. And so while they want their customers to be entertained, they're not necessarily, I can't say that they're not interested in your brand. It's just not as much of a focus as on YouTube. And so I think that they're getting there, though. I've heard some things. I think that they're more inclined to getting there, because they have worked out even a little deal with, you know, other creators. But I have seen that more people are getting their stuff on there. One of the things you can do on Amazon to make money is through ad revenue, like you do on YouTube, although it's not nearly as much. Another way, though, is that people can actually buy your videos, and you can't do that on YouTube. So whenever you put anything on Amazon, people have the option to actually purchase it. Some people who have Prime will also watch it through their Prime, and then you will get a revenue split with that. So while it gives you actually more ways to make money, in general, it has not been as lucrative though as YouTube because it just started. But Amazon has a great track record. I'm sure it will also be competitive, given in a certain amount of time. But another drawback to a lot of people is that Amazon will only accept certain types of videos. And sometimes you won't know until you submit it. And they are very much making sure that your video is quality. Whereas you can do a cat video on YouTube, that's not what Amazon wants. Amazon wants something planned. They want something that you put time, effort, and is there to entertain. They understand if you are not a Hollywood budget type of person or company, but they do want some effort so that when their customers watch your video, that they are happy. So another place that you can actually upload a video is on Facebook. Facebook is really growing. If you're like me, I will see a video and I will look to see how many views it has. And a lot of times it already had like 30 million videos, 130 million. And I'm just like, wait, where was I when this video was going viral? I mean, it reaches millions and millions and millions of people so quickly. And the drawback is, though, you're not really making any money. Facebook has launched another little aspect to their company called Facebook Watch. It used to just be for big companies, but slowly they are testing it with known creators who already have a following, let's say on Instagram or YouTube or even on Facebook itself, to make original content. And they have made, separate contracts for each. And they are able to, split some ad revenue. And of course, companies are already on there sponsoring, original videos. So it's a lot of the same models as YouTube or Amazon, but it's a little bit different because it's really not open to the public for generating ad revenue. But we hear that it is coming. And when it does, I mean, it's going to be huge considering how many people are on Facebook. But again, you have to almost get people used to seeing video on that level. And I think it's all coming. I think that right now, YouTube is still number one. They dominate it, but Amazon and Facebook are figuring out their way. Now, there's another area that has just like shot to the top, and that's Twitch. That is for people mostly, it was supposed to be for people like for gaming. And primarily in general, that's what people are using. But I have seen now where people are called in real life streamers or live streamers. And what they do is from the moment they wake up, they're just live streaming their day. For those who don't know what live streaming is, it just means that you are seeing video in real time. And so people will wake up, and from the time they wake up to the time they go to sleep, that camera is on. And the way that people make money with Twitch is through subscriptions. And there is ad revenue, but you have to apply to be a partner. And how you apply to be a partner, you have to have a certain number of days you broadcast and a certain amount of followers. Once you get to be a partner, you get to earn money through the ad revenue, but you can also make money through subscriptions. So someone will say they will pay $5 and they will have access to exclusive content. All their comments when they talk to you will be at the top. They just get little perks. And so there's a revenue share with that as well.
That kind of reminds me of another venue that we did not put on here, but Patreon. How to make money with Patreon. Twitch kind of reminds me a little bit about that because it kind of like
Absolutely.
appeals to your particular audience to buy in and to pay in. So I was thinking, can we talk a little bit about that personal branding and social media and Patreon.
Yeah, so Patreon, that's a great point. Patreon is another website where you can actually post content and people will have to pay tiers. Now you could they have there's a lowest tier to a top tier. And depending on whatever prices that you make, there's ones as low as $5, some as high as $20. And basically you are saying, this tier gets this content, the next tier gets this content and more, and it goes on and on. And The thing that people like about Patreon is that it's consistent income. As long as you have those followers and those subscribers, you will get a certain amount of money per month. But the issue is convincing people to actually say, hey, I am worth you paying this amount of money per month, when they have the option of going to Amazon or YouTube, I should really say, for free. So it's almost like when I lived in Canada and I had this job, and we were trying to get people to, at a nursing home, we were trying to get people to just pay a very small fee per month to have a nurse that lived on, that worked on the premises, so that they didn't have to necessarily go to a hospital. And the one of the biggest barriers was that Canadians are not used to paying for any health care.
Right.
So that was always the issue. And I would always go, but why wouldn't they want to? This is like someone right there. It was a nurse practitioner who would be right there that would come to their apartment, and they would still rather leave their comfort of their home to go to the doctor's office, wait two, three hours sometimes, and just so that they didn't have to pay a very low fee per month.
Right. They and value it was just free.
Exactly. But if you had that same model out here in the US, I guarantee it would have just taken off, because people are used to paying, and they're used to paying for their health care. So just like on Patreon, you have to convince that audience that, hey, I know you can watch free videos on YouTube, but I'm worth paying for. So I don't find a lot of people making a lot of money on Patreon. I actually only know of maybe a couple who are making a really good amount of money. And it's because they've convinced them that, hey guys, YouTube is really after me, and if you really want to still see my content, you got to pay this amount of money.
And the thing about Patreon is that you have to be on another venue. So there's nothing that's just like just Patreon. Most people that would be on Patreon will be on another venue, and that venue is free.
Right.
So Patreon, your Patreons would need value for the extra things you're willing to give them, you know, offsite. And so that's the challenge there. But people that have Patreon are on the right path, because what they're dealing with is personal branding. They're dealing with personal branding. They are branding themselves, and they're saying, I am valuable, and whatever I say or whatever I produce or whatever I do brings value. And a lot of people that are doing personal branding is on social media. These are social media personalities. So tell me a little bit about, you know, social media personalities, how they get started, what are the biggest platforms, and how do they branch out to do personal branding? So kind of like in one.
So this is a very important topic nowadays, personal branding, because now we've gone past just making a brand for business. We now want to be people who transcend business. I have read the book Crush It by Gary Vaynerchuk, and then Crushing It, which was the follow-up that came out a few years later, actually came out this year. And something he always emphasizes is make a personal brand. You must be able to not be tied down to one brand. The reason is, he gave an example of Julie Andrews. Julie Andrews, everyone knew her from The Sound of Music, Mary Poppins, and you know, they expected that she would have this beautiful voice forever. She had polyps on her vocal cords and went into surgery for it, and after that, she was really never able to sing again. That could have been the end for her. But what happened was, she was able to have built such a personal brand that she was able to now write children's stories and it be successful. She was in the movie The Princess Diaries. She was in other movies as well. And what she did was, she said, I am Julie Andrews. It's me that you want. Not just my voice, not just what you saw in Sound of Music. It's me. And that's what we all need to actually strive to, because businesses evolve. So, you know, there used to be a time where people would be able to sell top hats. You know, that was the style. Everybody wore it. So if you were like, oh, I'm only going to do top hats, and I'm going to stay in the shadows behind this thing, and so I'm only going to have top hat world, and that's all I'm going to make, and no one's going to know who the designer is, because what's more important is that I just build the business. Wrong, because when the world moved past top hats, and they got into, you know, those detective hats, now they would have been like, well, you know, we need to go to this next store that's actually selling what we want. Now, that person who built the top hat world could then try to switch it into that. Or let's just say that person had stayed up front and was able to say, you know what? I don't just make top hats. I make, you know, I can make whatever hat. In fact, I just know so much about building a business that even if you don't necessarily want hats, I can talk to you just about making your own business in store. And you see how when you are up front and you are now making yourself the brand, you are more than what you are producing at the time.
And so that's why, that's where you see these conglomerates like the top hip hop artists right now. That's Sean John and
Jay-Z
and
Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre.
I don't know his real name.
But these guys, they made a personal brand off of their name, basically. Mm-hmm. And so now you just see Sean John on clothes. You see Sean John, you know, on producing liquor. On liquor. They're just like anything that they touch, they sell basically TV. Their name, their brand.
Right.
You got headphones. One is doing headphones and the next one is doing clothing. And then they're doing
clubs
and restaurants. And
right.
So this personal branding, if you want to make tons and tons and tons of money and create a legacy, a lasting legacy, financial and otherwise, it becomes really important to recognize that you are the brand. You are your own person. And one of the reasons why we chose a name like Onyx is because we wanted to embody who we are so that whatever we touch or wherever we end up, we are able to make an imprint on people's lives in a very positive way that they will never forget that my life changed because somebody introduced me, Onyx introduced me to a new way of living. And now that just spreads.
And we want the word association, Onyx, with our brand and who we are. So how people start to make a personal brand is they utilize tools that on social media. See, the rappers we just named, they went through the traditional way. They went through the actual gatekeepers of the music industry and started off making albums and then they branched out. Nowadays, we can bypass all of that and go straight to social media. Mm-hmm. And one of the fastest ways to grow is making an Instagram account. And I have to say, I think that one grows faster than Facebook and Twitter. The two top ones that I have seen grow the fastest for a lot of people have been a YouTube channel or an Instagram account. Now, does that mean that you don't invest in Facebook and Twitter? No, it just means that that's a little bit harder to get into and grow. What you want to do is you want to be on every social media platform that there is. How you do it is you stay consistent with whatever that one is. If you're really trying to build a brand, if you are just someone who is a politician and you need to have your voice out there, then fine, just stay on Twitter, because you have another purpose. But we're talking about people who want to do a personal brand.
Right.
So Instagram is known for images and they highly, highly, highly favor right now videos. Get on there, you make a short little video encouraging people to check out something or give them some motivation for the day. You do that on a daily basis. And you also take nice pictures. People want to see really nice pictures. My kids make fun of me because they say I take pictures like I'm on Facebook, even for Instagram. And I was like, what does that mean? They go, well, you're not really focused on making it look good. You're just taking a picture. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm sorry. Like, what are you talking about? And then they will show me.
Family portrait.
Exactly. They will show me, no, Mom, we need this lighting. You need to put your outfit like this. You have to put your face like this. You got to have your hair like this. And you have to have the right filter. And you have to have the right caption. Come on. Like, what? I'm used to just like, hey, right. Guys, look at my cute son. Put it on Facebook.
This is me.
Exactly. So there's a strategy to all of this. And people really like to look at that. It just nice pictures make your account grow like lightning. It's just fast lightning growth. So then people say, well, what about Facebook? How do I get popular on Facebook? Facebook is an interesting thing because a lot of people already have a big following. Who already have a big following, they open up a Facebook page, people start to like it from there. And already they grow. But I have to say, I think Instagram is just, even though it's owned by the same company, I think more social media personalities are utilizing Instagram far more than they do Facebook
So
in priority.
the interesting thing is that you now have the people that have become popular in the traditional format, whether singer, actors, they're realizing that you cannot take it to the next level unless you get on social media. And so social media becomes your resume, but
Yes.
it also becomes your platform. And now you have to market yourself. Now you have to get those numbers. And so social media becomes something that they use. But what we're talking about here is we're talking about people who are blowing up and becoming successful just because of their Twitter, just because of their Instagram, just
Right. They
because of
have
their Facebook.
no, some people have no discernible talent that
Right.
you are looking at. Like you go to their page and you're like, okay, but what are they, a singer? No. Are they a designer? No.
No.
Are they an entertainer? No. Well, who are they? They're just
That
them. And they
social
take
media.
nice pictures
Right.
and then that's it. And they get a following.
Right.
It sounds simple. And to a lot of people, that sounds like unfair, but at the same time, that could be you and that's fine.
And what they do then is that they take that platform now that they see that they have this following, they now go into other streams of income. So they may dabble a little bit into singing or the entertainment world. They may now take that platform and say, okay, I have this many followers. You may want me in your movie because when you hire me to go in your movie, you're gonna get these followers. And that's kind of what happened with the Tyler Perry movie and several other, examples where these personalities that did not go the traditional route in acting were able to just get picked up and put on a movie simply because it guaranteed that perhaps the 2 million, 5 million, 10 million followers on YouTube, Amazon, or Facebook or Instagram, they were going to follow you and watch that movie. That's the presumption that people will make.
Right. Sponsors will start coming to you, because you have thousands or millions of followers just for being you and say, hey, can you advertise my product? So it personal branding really transcends talent. Someone could say, yeah, well, I'm a dog whisperer. So basically you're saying that I should go on Instagram, take a bunch of pictures with dogs and show people my talent. Yes, do that. But make them nice pictures. Don't just have yourself, in jogging clothes or morning clothes and you're out there and you're looking a mess with the dog. No, make it nice, make it artful, make people say, "Ooh, I want that dog," or "Wow, isn't that a nice heartwarming picture?" And you can have some real photos too, but even the real photos, quote unquote real photos, are staged where you're in the mud, but you look so joyful and happy, and there's this dog over you. So you've got to tell a story with your pictures. It cannot just be unintentional. And that is something I've learned from my kids. I was a disaster. And even right now, I mean, I gotta tell you, my Instagram is kind of a mess. But my kids are slowly going to help me, get it to where it needs to be, because yes, I am that Facebook generation where it was very
Right. Me too.
like,
Me too.
I'm just sharing with my friends and I'm just putting up funny things here and there. No, they are telling me, Mom, you have to have a theme for your Instagram. And I'm like, what? And then they'll show me pictures. So like on one Instagram, all the pictures are very bright, very colorful, vibrant. On another one, it's all about pale and like contrasting, like pale with the black and the white, and other ones where it's all a very white aesthetic, minimalism. And I'm like, oh my goodness, this is art. And
Right.
so that's what people are looking at Instagram as art. So anyway,
And
that's a whole.
they have their own culture. And the
Yeah.
social media has their own culture. So you got to get up your meme game. 'Cause
Right.
you could make money just off of memes.
Oh
Just
my
you're
goodness.
on your social
So
media.
let's like, especially on Twitter. Because a lot of the memes that get posted on Instagram actually originated on Twitter.
Right.
And so there's a lot of people on Twitter that just post ironic things or sarcastic things or things that make you say, yeah, you know what, you're right. And it's run by these companies. They hire tons of people to just come out with something witty every few hours.
Right.
And basically, once you get up your following through that, you are influencing millions of people. So at the end of the day, when you now add an ad here and there, go check out this coffee or whatever, man, a million people are going to go, okay, I got to go get it.
And then what's the name of that thing where you copy somebody the way they look, like a character, and you try to look exactly
cosplay?
Like the cosplay.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you got all these trends that are out there. And so when you're in social media, you need to stay up on all the trends, because those trends is what's going to allow people. Someone is going to be like, well, I want to just check out cosplay today. Well, if you don't know what cosplay is, and if you're not on that, on the trends, then your page is not going to be as interesting, because you're not going to be up with it. Your photos are going to be irrelevant. You're not going to have the type of humor. You'll be just telling a humor by text, when the thing is that you need to put it up with a picture, you know, because it needs to be a meme. And you're just going to be outdated and one step behind all the time. So it's really important that you follow the trends on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook.
Yes. Now someone, I'm sure someone listening is going, but you said you got to transcend your talent. So let's take that same woman who's a dog whisperer. If all she does is take pictures with her dogs, then that's all she will be known for. So it's up to that person now to not only take pictures with her dogs, but without. It's not only for her to comment on what it is to train a dog, but now start talking about other things. Start talking about your life, personal life. Start making comment on society, culture. Start, you know, separating yourself so that when one day you develop a dog allergy, someone can still say, yeah, but this person is very knowledgeable about this or this or this, or I just think this person is a very nice person and I want to hear more from them. So you need to have a variety of things on your site. Always have a focus that people know, who are you? What are you about? You don't really want to be the person who has no talent.
So is personal branding for everybody? Isn't some people just really good at one thing, so they really just want to focus on that one thing because they have tremendous success? Is personal branding for the person that is a jack of all trades, but expert of none? Or, you know, or is personal branding just another strategy of making more money?
Personal branding is for everyone. And in this society, because of the innate importance of the internet, social media, you have to differentiate yourself. There's a million dog whisperers. There's a million people who play tennis. There's a million rappers. Whatever it is, you've got to differentiate yourself, and the most unique thing that you have going for you is that you're you.
Your name.
And mm-hmm. So who you are needs to transcend what you do. And people want to know, who are you? If they want to work with you, whether they're a brand who wants to hire you or whether they're a company who wants to hire you for your services, they want to know, who are you? I know you can do this, but who are you? And so, yes, in this environment that we're living in, the internet is just going to keep growing. Mm-hmm. The social media accounts are just going to keep growing. And so you have to be able to give the world a view of who you are and what makes you so special. And, you know, you always need a focus, number one, but also you need to show people that you are more than that.
Right. Because I'm thinking about LeBron James right now, or even Michael Jordan. These are individuals, and I think LeBron James is doing it, you know, in his own unique way now in modern times, but Michael Jordan transcended just basketball. He became, you know, the embodiment of just do it. He became the embodiment of
entrepreneurship, too, and licensing. I mean, his image is everywhere. His name is everywhere.
Right.
When you look at Shaq, I mean,
everybody wants to be Jordan. So it's not just you want his clothes. You actually want to be him. In fact, personal branding is this. It's to say, I am the Michael Jordan of.
Right.
I'm the Michael Jordan of cookies. I'm the Michael Jordan of. So that's what personal branding really is. It permits you to speak in any level and people will stop and listen to you. So you have LeBron now dipping into political conversations. And he can do that because he has become a personal brand and people are willing to actually talk to him. Or listen to him. People are actually willing to listen to him, even though he never got training in any of this.
Right. He's also had some success with franchising pizza places. So right. He's into a lot of things. And I think that we could all think of many examples like Oprah. If Oprah was just her show, you know, she would never have been as influential as she is right now. You know, she transcends her show. She transcends. But what she did was she stuck to mostly entertainment, but she has a line of frozen food. She's built her trust. She's built trust with the public. So wherever she goes, if she had a line of airlines, people would fly it. You know, they trust her. You don't want just people to trust your business. You want people to trust you.
You, personally, you. That is absolutely correct. And so that's kind of some of the things that we are really dabbling in and focusing in on, not just so that we can get, you know, additional streams of income, but so that we can have longevity. Longevity is very important because, you know, the world moves really quickly through news cycles. It shows you that our attention span is very, very short. And so if we are going to make a difference and it's going to be long term, we absolutely need to learn how to personal brand.
Right. Our last area that we're going to talk about is music. How are people now making music? You know, we have a daughter who loves to make cover songs. And I used to wonder, like, well, why do people make cover songs? The song is not yours. But you know what? It's almost like it's almost like drop shipping a song. Mm-hmm. It's not yours, but it's already created. And you might, and if you sing it, no one's going to go, oh my goodness, that's not your song. But they want to hear other versions. They want to hear alternatives. They want to hear how your take on it is, but they also want to hear you. And so there's a lot of people who can't necessarily write a song or they haven't done it yet. And so what they do is they do these cover songs. And so someone will sing Adele's Hello, you know, and they'll put it on Instagram and people say, oh my goodness, she has a beautiful voice. And then you might have the right person come across your cover song and then say, hey, I have a song that I want you to sing. And they might pay you amount of money for you to sing it. Or you could go all the way to someone who actually owns a label, and they say, you know what, this person has gotten really popular with their singing their cover songs. I want to give them a chance to make an album and actually sell some things.
And the thing why this is so important is because, like no other industry, the music industry in particular, and I would venture to even say the entertainment business as far as TV, is some of the most controlled companies and industries where it is the hardest thing to get in because there is some major gatekeepers with major labels. And so whether your genre is country to rap to pop music, these gatekeepers will not let you in unless you play the game. And we have seen too many times. I remember when I was younger, I would listen to so many different groups where they were my favorite songs. And we would jam to them, and it seemed as though everybody was listening to it, and it seemed as though everybody had the album, and it seemed as though it was playing on every radio station, yep, in every club. And you just made the assumption, these people are filthy rich because
right,
I know all the lyrics to all their songs and I buy all their stuff. And then come to find out, they made nothing.
Yeah, and how we know, especially now, is you just have to go to VH1 or Lifetime. And they're making movies now on these people, and you're seeing the reality of what was going on behind the scenes. It's very disheartening. And so social media has been an excellent way for people to now go and to go around the gatekeepers and put their voice out there and be able to negotiate on a much, much higher level and leverage their social media following so that when they are given these contracts, they're actually able to make something of it.
But even better yet, many of them are doing it on their own.
Like Chance the Rapper.
Chance the Rapper, exactly. They are signing themselves. And right. they are creating opportunities for themselves where all the money is going to them. And yeah, they have directive and creative control over all their stuff.
Well, yeah. So I talked about cover songs first, and I talked about being discovered, but there is an actual way for you to actually record your music using the same things that we're even talking to you on right now with this podcast and uploading it directly to something called TuneCore. TuneCore now is the place where you can actually distribute your music to iTunes, to Google Play, to Tidal, so many different things, platforms, not just in the US, but all over the world. And this is a way for you now to get your music heard. How do you get people to listen to it though? Again, it all goes back to online strategy and marketing and getting people to there. See, one of the things that I think we've all mastered is the fact that, okay, I have the opportunity to get whatever I want now in front of millions of people. But now how do I get those millions of people to come to me? That's another podcast. But what we're saying is that even in music now, you can actually just write your song, get it on there, and not have to go through any of the labels or the hoops that they put you through. And we actually did that with some Halloween songs last year.
We did.
And we put it out there. And every month, I actually still see people still buying it. They were for kids, and they were fun.
Yeah. Even though it was holiday based, so you would think that it wouldn't be selling until the holiday comes back around. But no, it continues to sell.
Right. So it's a really interesting phenomenon, you know, to now know that if I want to be a singer, I can be a singer. If I want to be an actor, I can be an actor. You know, we have people who start YouTube channels strictly with singing, and they build their whole following just off of YouTube, and which is a really good way because it's their original songs, and they're able to just, you know, parlay that into tours and album releases and so many different things. So, you know, what we encourage you guys with all of these things is to say, you know what, let me assess myself and see what am I good at? Because you don't want to really go from, okay, I want to be a singer. You know what? No, I want to be a writer. You know what? No, I want to be a podcaster. And you know what? No, I want to be. And it doesn't mean that you can't dabble in all of those things, but you have to do it right.
You have to
because you need to master one, mm-hmm. and then build.
And I'm thinking, even as we were talking about music, I'm thinking about Lindsey Stirling. My daughter was inspired by Lindsey Stirling, just how she did everything. And Lindsey Stirling started off as YouTube being her platform. And now she tours and goes. We went to one of her shows and we were able to appreciate and enjoy. So what we're talking about here is not just making money, because yes, the topic is making money, but it's also inspiring other people and how you can get your talent and that gift that you have inside of you out so that you can inspire other people. So definitely the reason why we are sharing what we're sharing with you is because we think it's important that there is something that you have inside of you. There is gifts, there is talents, there is passion that is just dying to come out and to be able to impact the world. And that's why we're giving you several options, because one of those options is going to resonate with you. And when you are able to explore it, you will be able to live with financial freedom and to be able to have autonomy, to be able to live that Onyx life, that life where you're able to spend more time with the ones that you love. You're going to be able to make money doing your passion. You're going to be able to make an impact on the world. And we want that very badly for you.
Yes. So we really hope that you enjoyed this. Again, we were still not able to cover everything. We are going to be doing a part 3 where we will cover some of the last topics that we have for you to see how you can make money online. We really hope you enjoyed listening to this. It's been more of a almost like a list podcast where we're just giving you the information. We know that you like to hear personal stories, and we will get into all the ways that we delved into each one as we go into in depth each one. But we just wanted to give people some practical advice, some practical guidance, because some people say, okay, I want to live that Onyx life, but how do I do it? So we're going to do one more. We're going to do a part 3, and we want you to just pay attention to that, because after that, we're going to get really into it, and we're going to get back to our personal stories as well so that you can see that it's not only accessible to you, but that you have to weather through the highs and the lows. And sometimes you may have to just stop something altogether, but you might have something even better for you. So join us again Monday through Friday. Show notes are found at theonyxlife.com, where you can also find the Ask Us section where you can submit questions to us. You can join us on Facebook, The Onyx Life. Follow us on Twitter at The Onyx Life and on Instagram at The Onyx Life Official.
Now go live that Onyx Life, where change comes with challenge. See you next time.